USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives ran away from the state on Monday in an attempt to prevent quorum and block new voting integrity laws. Instead of attending a special legislative session, the Texas House Democrats are in Washington, D.C. to delay the vote as long as they can. President Biden responds to thousands of Cubans taking to the streets to protest their government's failure to provide the most basic of items.
Folks, I want to start by recognizing remarkable protests taking place in Cuba. The Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. And I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time.
Amnesty International said in a statement Monday that it received reports of excessive use of force after thousands of people demonstrated against the communist government across Cuba on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A very rare side effect is emerging from the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing the syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered.
Charlie Robinson, best known for his role on the NBC sitcom Night Court, has died.
Well, I'll just have to dip into my private stash.
Thank you, Mac. I'm sure at this point nobody will care that it's single ply.
Mr. Robinson was 75 when he died Sunday at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center in California. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Clash, 1943, the largest tank battle in history ends. The Battle of Kursk, involving some 6,000 tanks, 2 million men, 5,000 aircraft, ends with the German offensive repulsed by the Soviets. Clash, 1978, Henry Ford II fires engineer Lee Iacocca. Clash, 1985, Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa. At Wembley Stadium in London, Prince Charles and Princess Diana officially open Live Aid. Flash 1960.
This to a fruitful America, to a peaceful world for mankind everywhere, is a great senator from the state of Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy.
After discussions with all elements of the Democratic Party leadership, I reached the conclusion it would be the best judgment of the convention to nominate Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas for the office of Vice President.
New political and economic framework. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal promised security and succor to those in need. But the new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people, but what I intend to ask of them.
In Los Angeles, California, Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts is nominated for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.